Hollywood has been having a rough time at the box office. Yes, Avengers Endgame made a record amount of money this summer, but the industry as a whole is down more than 7% from last year. Now there is one more month to go in 2019 and another 40 or so would-be blockbusters and awards contenders. Critic Bob Mondello tells us what to expect this holiday season.
Hollywood will be going to war pretty often this Christmas and to the barricades in defense of strong women, but it won't be going to the dogs, if Andrew Lloyd Webber has anything to say about it. Watch me, it's so easy to leave. The musical Cats, which ran for 18 years on Broadway, hopes to create a few memories on the silver screen with something called digital fur technology, plus performances by Jennifer Hudson, Idris Elba, and Taylor Swift. They'll be interpreting musicalized poems by T.S. Eliot, and Eliot isn't the only literary light getting a cinematic makeover.
This is Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe.
Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, freshly conceived by Greta Gerwig.
I intend to make my own way in the world.
No one makes their own way, least of all a woman. You'll need to marry well.
You are not married, aren't you?
Well, that's because I'm rich.
That's Meryl Streep advising Saoirse Ronan in Little Women, which also features Emma Watson and Timothée Chalamet. Women declaring independence is a theme this holiday season in 18th century France in the woman-directed Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Portrait de la jeune fille en feu.
Also in 19th century England in The Aeronauts, where Eddie Redmayne plays second fiddle to hot air balloon pilot Felicity Jones.
I'm a really good aeronaut.
You are the only person who could fly us higher than anyone has ever been.
And then in Bombshell, Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and Margot Robbie tell the more recent story of how women anchors and reporters fought back against a toxic male news culture and brought down Roger Ailes.
Fox News star Gretchen Carlson dropped a major bombshell today.
What is she doing?
This could kill Fox News.
Ready to go to war?
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned going to war earlier, as in Skyfall director Sam Mendes tackling a World War I battlefield saga about getting a message to the front in his movie 1917.
If you don't get there in time, we will lose 1,600 men. Your brother among them.
Mendes and his cinematographer Roger Deakins employ all the usual war movie tricks, and one extra, they've told the story in real time, contriving to make it look like a single continuous shot. That's World War I. Another director known for the beauty of his images, Terrence Malick, is looking at World War II in A Hidden Life about a principled Austrian farmer.
I can't do what I believe is wrong.
Who refuses to pledge allegiance to Hitler.
We have to stand up to evil.
A Hidden Life is based on a true story, something it has in common with an award season collection of biographies. The documentary Cunningham peers through a 3D lens at visionary choreographer Merce Cunningham.
You consider your work avant-garde?
I don't describe it, I do it.
Another documentary gives filmmakers, including Jerry Lewis, a chance to weigh in on the mother of American film criticism.
She's never said a good thing about me yet.
But you like her?
Dirty old broad.
The film is What She Said, The Art of Pauline Kael.
But she's probably the most qualified critic in the world.
A critic who loved the French New Wave films that brought actress Jean Seberg fame in the 1960s, Kristen Stewart plays Seberg in a biopic that shows her becoming a political activist.
The country is at war with itself. Vietnam, the oppression of black people in America.
And then paying a price.
She has a history of donations to civil rights groups. She's a sympathizer, sir.
We've tapped our phones. They're listening. I can hear these little clicks on the line. I think it's the government.
Did the FBI overstep? That's a question that also dogs the true story that inspired Clint Eastwood to get back in the director's chair. His film Richard Jewell is about the security guard at Atlanta's Summer Olympics in 1996 who brought a terrorist plot to light only to find himself a suspect.
I'm sorry, what?
His accusers are two of the most powerful forces in the world. The United States government and the media.
Other films tackling injustice include When Lambs Become Lions, a documentary about the ivory trade in Kenya, Les Miserables, a real-life thriller that takes only its title from Victor Hugo. It's about French immigrants battling the police in modern-day Paris. And looking at inequities closer to home are a pair of death penalty films. Michael B. Jordan plays a crusading civil rights attorney in Just Mercy.
The first time I visited death row, I wasn't expecting to meet somebody the same age as me, from a neighborhood just like ours.
And Alfre Woodard plays the warden at a death row penitentiary in Clemency.
You want to play this good guys and bad guys.
and I'm one of the bad guys. But I give these men respect.
Speaking of respect, that's one thing Adam Sandler will be earning in Uncut Gems as a guy in the Diamond District who's forever looking for his next big score, conning drug dealers, gangsters, his wife, skating right on the edge every minute of his life.
I made a crazy risk, a gamble, and it's about to pay off.
It's easy to forget what a gifted actor Sandler is because he's so often acting stupid on screen. So credit this hard-driving thriller with finding a supremely smart way for him to play stupid.
Howard, where's the money right now?
Howard, got my money?
A way that might just earn him an Oscar nomination.
Is it too late? Please. Give me another shot.
If all this sounds awfully dark for Christmas, rest assured there's also sunshine. Will Smith plays the super sleuth who gets turned into a pigeon in the animated comedy Spies in Disguise.
Pigeons are everywhere and nobody notices them. It's the most perfect form a spy could take.
You better unbird me right now.
And the makers of Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit are back with another Shaun the Sheep movie. Shaun makes friends with an intergalactic visitor in Farmageddon. Marginally less animated is Jumanji, the next level, with the supernatural board game still transforming folks into...
You're Spencer's grandfather.
Dwayne Johnson.
Are we in Florida?
Kevin Hart.
Did I die and turn into some kind of a small, muscular Boy Scout?
And Jack Black.
Bethany?
No, no, no!
And if you're looking for fantasy that's ever so slightly less fantastical, action director Michael Bay offers the movie Six Underground, in which Ryan Reynolds and five other vigilantes fake their own deaths, then wreak havoc in, among other places, Italy's greatest museums.
Not the David! No, no, not the David! Not the David!
All of which will pale at the box office by comparison with a film by which Tinseltown...
Long have I waited.
...will mark the end of the year...
And now...
...the end of the decade...
Your coming together is your undoing.
The end of the saga that's held movie audiences captive since 1977.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, the third film in the third trilogy of a scrappy little space western that's had an outsized influence for, what is it now, 44 years, offering audiences a simple, clear vision of right and wrong through multiple generations, seven presidencies. In 2020, audiences will be on their own.
The Force will be with you.
Always.
You think? I'm Bob Mandela.